This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Widespread rainfall that fell after Memorial Day has taken a small bite out of Colorado's drought. Overall numbers are about the same from last week, but there are small improvements in some areas. Denver County and the westernmost parts of the Front Range have dropped off the drought list, but most of the state is still experiencing at least moderate levels of drought. A key health system in Colorado will soon have a new leader, former state Lieutenant Governor Donna Lynn. Here's CPR's health reporter John Daly.
Denver Health's board of directors announced Lynn as the finalist to lead the organization. Currently, she serves as chief operating officer at Columbia University Irving Medical Center in New York. Lynn served as lieutenant governor under then-governor, now Democratic U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper. She'll replace Robin Wittenstein, who's expected to retire this summer. The board will vote to extend an offer to Lynn later this month. The system delivers medical care to a third of Denver's population. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Those who believe they have been falsely convicted of a crime can now apply to have their case reviewed through a new unit in the Denver District Attorney's Office. The Conviction Review Unit launched this month. It'll work with defense counsels to investigate an applicant's claims. Clemency applications from the governor's office and requests for review of long sentences will also be accepted. Family members can also apply on behalf of an inmate. In Denver and Boulder, highs around 90 today. Even hotter in the springs, around 100. This is CPR and KRCC. It's 7:06.